show on repeat. That is Travis and Gaslight at Radio X. Knock, knock. Who's there? Little Alex Horn. Little Alex Horn who? Little Alex Horn. Okay, great. There's a joke there.
That's a good one. That's right. Good.
Shut up, you big bully. God, your pants are too big. Not my words, but the words of Alex Horn.
Right.
Probably every time they film Taskmaster.
Yes. Again, that's a good point.
Or, not my words, but the words of Alex Horn when he's with his band.
Oh, I see. He's not just got the old flatulence going on. I see what you mean.
Oh, no. He's not farting. That's one of his band
that's
playing
his band.
The...
That's a trombone or something.
Trombone or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he probably worked out. Alex Horn is our guest. We'll speak to him in just a bit.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Maybe in about 6 minutes.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the all-electric Škoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X.
Aldi's British Sirloin is an absolute belter. It's dry-aged for 25 days in Cornish sea salt to make it taste proper banging. This bad boy melts in your mouth. It really is the business. Go all fancy with Aldi. Specially selected.
Which business insurance provider is trusted by nearly 1 million customers? Take it away, Gina.
Simply Business.
From builders to bakers to beauticians, if you need business insurance, join nearly 1 million customers who trust
Simply Business.
So search Simply Business today.
Simply Business.
That's enough, Gina.
Oh, Simply Business.
T's and C's and acceptance criteria apply. UK only.
Fine. Me somebody to love.
In the Dreams Mega May event, till Tuesday, save up to 20% on Silent Night mattresses. Dreams. Love your bed.
Imagine your dream holiday made possible by comparing cheap flights on Kayak. Walking on an unspoilt goes-on for miles beach on the Sardinian coast. Plunging into the splendour of an idyllic lagoon in Greece. Ah, yes. This is the life. All you have to do is actually book it. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare prices from hundreds of travel sites and airlines to find your dream deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
And off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat... out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
Gearing up for beach days or looking to refresh your summer wardrobe? Two has you covered with 20% off all Two clothing until Tuesday the 27th of May. Shop Two for all the family this summer in-store at Sainsbury's and online at two.co.uk. Two works every time. Subject to availability, delivery charges may apply.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, and the twins are saving the universe again. Luckily, the Things are on a British Gas fixed tariff. Plus, they get half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 and 4 p.m. See if you're one of the millions who could be saving too. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
It's Wednesday. We've got radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pet Town Quiz. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. It's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million in games.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes. Oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
Riders and Everlong at Radio X. It is 20 to 9. We switched the cameras on because we have a very special guest in the studio. And also, we like to see what they're wearing.
Always.
So let's say good morning to the fashionista. That is Mr. Alex Horn.
Yeah. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, everyone.
Captain. Dom. Today, first of all, how are you?
First of all, I'm fine.
Good.
And first of all, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. I'm very well.
Second of all.
Today's jumper is, I would say, a mustardy colour.
Yeah.
Go for it, yeah.
With the words Toasty Club.
Yes, from the same shop as the last jumper I wore on this show.
Oh, you love it in that shop, don't you?
I love it in that shop. Well, my shopping technique is once a year, get everything.
Right.
Normally, TK Maxx Norwich branch.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because you're living in Inverness.
Yeah, it's a hell of a trip.
Well, I don't live anywhere near Norwich, but my Uncle Terry does.
Oh.
So I visit Terry and buy some clothes.
How is Uncle Terry?
He's actually fine now, thanks, Chris.
Good.
Yeah, no, he's all right now.
Good,
yeah,
that's
no,
good.
Yeah, so he's been out for 4 years.
Send him our best.
Yeah,
he was innocent though.
Now, will you go shopping with Terry, or is this only when you go and see Terry?
I've got a band called the Horn Section, and we tend to go to Norwich
straight into the reason why you're here.
Genuinely, we tend to go to Norwich once a year, and I think, oh, brilliant, they've got such a good TK Maxx, and also Uncle Terry lives there, with Polly.
And will Terry and Polly come to the show?
Yes, and then we'll have breakfast the next day, and they'll say, no, it was so professional.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's the adjective normally. Yeah. Not funny.
Not enjoyable.
Yeah. Professional.
Just very professional.
Very professional outfit now. So grown up.
So there's lots to talk about.
Okay.
There is the new series of the Horn Section TV show.
Mm-hmm. Putin, of course.
What?
Oh.
Putin.
Well, I don't know. How broad are we going?
Well, no. Well, we could talk about that if you want. Here we go. We found the picture of you and me.
Yes.
This is salt beef bagel.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Now, can you zoom in, Captain? What does it say at the top? Is it an actual shop?
I think they are all genuine brands. I think there is a Toasty Club. I think that is a genuine beef bagel shop. I'm surprised I'm wearing a collar with a jumper. I don't often do that.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
I like that.
Do you know what Toasty Club is?
I hope it's nothing bad.
So you saw it, you thought, I'm having it.
I like cheese toasties.
Well, it was set up by Putin, Toasty Club.
No.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So annoying.
It's actually pronounced...
Oh, look, there's a picture of my book.
Yeah, you only come on the show when you got stuff to plug.
That's simply not true, Chris.
Well, you were in the last time plugging the book, and this time around you're plugging a TV show and a tour.
And a tour.
Okay.
So, you're right. You're not here to plug anything today. You're here to plug two things.
Also,
three.
Last time I was on, you made me say there was one person who's been on Taskmaster that I don't like.
Oh, yes.
And I've had a lot of stick from that. And whenever I do a Q&A type thing, the first question is, who is it?
Oh,
really?
Speculation is right.
So I could drip feed more details if you want.
Has anybody who's done Taskmaster said to you, apparently there's some person you don't like, was it me?
Yes.
Have they?
People are quite worried about that.
Mm. Wow.
And can we ask, out of the people who asked that, was it any of them?
So it's a bit like Guess Who now, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Were they wearing glasses?
It wasn't one of the people who've asked me. I think if you are aware enough to think it might be you, then it's not you.
Yes.
Was the first person to ask you, was it Ed Gamble?
Ed knows I like him.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But he is also quite insecure, so I wouldn't put it past him to ask me. But it wasn't him, and also he didn't ask. That's another one down.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Where are we currently with Taskmaster? Because it takes like 3 years to film a series or something, doesn't it?
Yes, we are. Series 19 is on air.
Wow.
We've just finished series 20 in the studio last Friday, and we are also filming series 21 at the same time.
Wow. Oh, really?
So don't ask me who's in any of the shows, because it's a bit like this show. Sometimes you forget who's been...
Absolutely.
Who's been leaving,
I've heard.
So series, what, 19's on now?
That's on. That's with people like Jason Mantzoukas.
No, he's the American.
This is good. Yes.
And I'm right in saying he's a massive fan of Taskmaster and wrote to them and said, can I be on the show, please? I'm American and I love it.
Yeah, when you say wrote to them, he wrote to me.
Oh, really?
An email out of the blue said, I'm watching your show, can I be on it? And so I said, yes. And that, you know, I wish that's how it would always worked in life.
Were you aware of his work?
Yeah. Lots of people are, but you don't know why you are. So something like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, he's in.
Right.
He pops up in most good American sitcoms.
Yeah. Right. I saw an interview with him literally this week, and he was raving about Taskmaster.
Oh, that's
he,
nice.
He loves it. Mm. And he was even saying, full episodes are on YouTube. That's how you can watch it here.
He's doing your PR for you.
And he goes, yeah, I basically said, you need to have, can I be on? I'm in America, can I be on?
Yeah.
And they said, yes.
Yeah.
He also said he just tried to disrupt everything on the show.
He tried
to destroy lots of things.
Yeah, he flew in to do the show, and so he was always the last person to do every task, so he knew that he could destroy everything. He was sort of nice about it, but he did break more than he said he would. And he had that Hollywood energy as well. Just, you're slightly in awe of these Americans.
Yeah.
And very allergic to egg.
Oh, so, what a shame.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh. Now, did you know that ahead of coming up with the...
We did. We had many warnings not to kill Mandzukas with egg.
So how many egg tasks can we expect?
It's a very light series in the end, because normally it's egg heavy. But
can he be around eggs? Is it like an airborne thing?
He brings a packed lunch on a plane.
Really?
Imagine that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Gosh.
Yeah, it's something to think about, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
As we go into the next song.
Yeah. Which is eggs.
Yeah.
I do love Taskmaster.
You'd love to do Taskmaster.
I would love to do Taskmaster. I would absolutely
Alex, can Chris
love it.
Do Taskmaster?
I think we have this chat every time.
But I do think I'd be rubbish. And I think I would get very nervous about it.
Mm. I think I'd be rubbish. I don't know if you would be. Would you get out of your head, do you think? Because the people who are best on it forget they're being filmed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And just sort of let all their inhibitions go.
Yeah.
Well,
rubbish is still entertaining, that's the thing.
You've always said that, Chris.
It's just that thing where I would
it's a mantra.
I would probably either, and probably mix of both, second guess everything or second guess absolutely nothing. So if the task was, I was saying the other day, push an old man in a bath full of water up a hill.
Yeah, I'll write that down.
And then at the end of the bottom of the card it said, please turn over.
Right.
I would go, oh, he wants me to turn over. I'll roll over and then I'll push this man all the way up the hill in the bath. And then it would come to the show and I'd be the only one who didn't turn it over. Yeah.
So Martin Lewis, the money-saving expert, did it at Christmas.
It kills me that he's been on and I haven't.
His team gamified the show, gave him a folder with how to win the show. Every bit of advice, always turn over, look under the table. And as soon as he went in, it went out the window. You know, he's very clever and quite scrupulous about things, but it all didn't work.
He went feral, did he?
He did go feral.
Yeah.
He's a very interesting man.
Yeah.
I really like him. But yeah, I don't think you can go in with a plan.
Mm.
So there was one I watched the other day. I stick it on YouTube and then stuff pops up. And there's always stuff I've never seen on Taskmaster.
We've got a great algorithm.
Oh, it's really good. And then you watch it and it goes, do you want to watch another one? Yeah. And you go, yes. And then you realise you've been watching for 2 days solid, ignored the family, everything. But it was basically getting cards into a clown's mouth.
Wow, that's quite a while ago.
Right. And so that popped up. And you're stood there and they said, can we use you? And you go, yeah, if you want me to use it. And somebody cleverly just said, can I give you the cards to put in the clown's mouth? And he said no.
Oh, right.
He said, no, I'm not going to do it.
I do it for cash normally. Mm-hmm. I'm bribable.
So if I ever do end up on Taskmaster, which I'm feeling is highly doubtful.
Right. Never say never.
There's more chance of Putin being on, I think, at this rate. I just need to bring a lot of cash.
Yeah, honestly.
Mm.
Yeah, and we don't give it away to charity.
You keep it.
Yeah, I keep it.
I'd be okay with that.
That's good.
Yeah. Because then I use it to buy things like sandwiches.
And jumpers.
And jumpers, yeah, exactly. Okay. So food and clothing.
Yeah. I do want to know what Toasty Club is. Right, let's talk about, let's talk about the TV show.
Yes. Okay, let's do that.
This is series 2 of the Horn Section TV show, which starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock on Channel 4.
Straight after Taskmaster. And it's a double bill, so it's 2 hours of Horn. If you enjoy Horn.
Wow.
Double Horn.
It's a lot, isn't it?
No.
It's excellent scheduling, I think.
I like
great.
It.
Is it?
Yeah,
you can never have too much
absolutely.
Horn.
Yeah, true.
Well, so Series 1 went out a few years ago. Not everyone saw it or was aware of it.
I'm going to put my hand up.
Ah,
I didn't see it. Well, but then how many episodes of Chris Moore's Quiz Night did you see?
Ah, I think I saw most.
Okay, Love Machine on Sky Living.
Yeah, you got me.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, we sort of snuck it out last time for some reason. It didn't make it the biggest of splash, but the people who watched it liked it, so they've let us do it again. It's quite culty. But this time we're really desperate that more people watch it, so we can do it again.
Okay, so what can we expect? What is it?
Oh,
is it you doing a chat show?
Yes, it's a TV show about making a TV show. No one's done that before.
No.
I don't think.
No, never.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Who's Larry Sanders?
Larry. Yeah, it's very much that sort of thing. So we have, in the show, we've been given our own chat show, which I broadcast live from my own house. So, and in the real, in the fictional, in the TV show, Chris, help. Some people are real, some people are not. So Georgia Tennant plays my producer, but also we have people like Tim Key and John Oliver who play themselves. Actually, Tim Key doesn't. It's quite confusing.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you seen the show?
I haven't seen it yet. Right, no, I'm watching on Thursday at 10 p.m.
Okay, all right.
I've seen myself in Taskmaster.
Is John Oliver John Oliver?
He is, but he is a needy John Oliver who's desperate to get on my show and get out of America and be in my band.
Right. So he wants to give up his amazing, unbelievably award-winning success in America to come and perform in your band.
Yes, and I don't want him. I don't think
because he doesn't play an instrument.
He's annoying. Yeah, exactly. And he's trying to sort of get into my shoes, so I try to get rid of him. But we've got Reggie Watts. Do you know Reggie Watts?
He's an American guy. Yeah. So he available since the end of the James Corden show.
Yeah. Normally, we filmed this 3 years ago when Corden show ended, and we thought it was going to go out immediately. So that's a new story that doesn't quite work anymore.
It'll
but if you cast your mind back, it'll be fine. Yeah, so he's in every episode, and I'm jealous of him as well.
Okay, I'm intrigued now. I think you've sold it well.
Have I?
I want to watch it.
Okay, you can.
Is season two much different to season one?
No, because no one watched it, we've repeated a lot of things. No, it's the same idea. You don't need to have seen series
one. But can I go back and watch series
one? Yes, you may.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Channel 4 Plus 1, which is Channel 5.
Is that what it is?
I think that's how it works.
That's how exactly.
Yeah, I'll look on the app.
Yeah,
on demand it. Okay, so that's tomorrow night, 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Or if we're replaying this on the Saturday show, so it's every Thursday, 10 o'clock on Channel 4.
Correct.
There you go. Good, your little free edit there.
Really,
and
like
on
that.
The back of this piece of paper.
Oh no. Wow. Does it say Norwich?
It says the Horn Section continues. The Horn Section's hit show tour, 60 dates around the UK, including a return performance at London's iconic Palladium Theatre.
Amazing.
Oh, that's good news.
Tickets can be found at thehornsection.com.
They're quite reasonable as well. There's six of us in the band, and I think they're only 30 quid.
That's really cheap.
Bad, I think we
I think you could have charged more.
You idiot. Yeah. You're not going to make any money out of this.
It's probably more than that with the fees.
That's it.
There's no profit margin in this.
Yeah. Well, you know.
No, I don't know.
Dynamic pricing, you should have gone for it.
That Palladium, by the way, ain't cheap to book.
Maybe it's more than 30. I think it's reasonable.
Oh, it's
very
reasonable.
Is there a way of finding out? Yeah.
Yeah,
we're back on tour. We did it last year and it actually went quite well. So these are all extra dates, which is great. And the Palladium is such a pleasure to play. Have you been on the Palladium stage?
Oh, stop.
Chris and I have had some
more
on the Palladium. We've done 90 seconds on the Palladium.
That's the same length as our show. That's why it's so cheap. 90 seconds. Two of you.
Dominic and I.
We did plate spinning.
Dominic and I talked about playing the London Palladium a few years ago, and Dominic really, 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 really got excited about it. He said, we should play the London Palladium.
Yeah,
what a great thing to do.
We don't have a show.
So I said, okay, then look into it. A year later, he hadn't looked into it.
Oh,
6 months after that, he made one phone call, found out how much it is to hire the London Palladium for one night, and has done nothing about it ever since.
Is it that much?
Well, that much to ask.
You're playing there!
Yeah, I'm trying to work out the maths of these 30 tickets. Because Wembley costs...
Oh, I don't even... I couldn't even guess.
I've heard something about
that. So you've got to sell that many. You've got to do more than one night to actually...
Did you look into it?
Yeah, because we did some weird event there and in a little box and looked down the pitch thinking, imagine, this is the dream, you know, to play Wembley Stadium.
Oh, incredible.
So we thought we could just put all our money in and rent and see what happens, but we don't have enough money.
No. So instead they're playing the Anvil in Basingstoke.
Yes.
The best thing.
The Beacon in Bristol, Truro, Liverpool, Northampton, Birmingham, London, Folkestone, Leeds, York, Newcastle, Aylesbury, Yeovil, Exeter, it's like Steve Wright, Brighton, Coventry, Swansea. And then do you drink?
Yes,
because
please.
I see the last date of this tour is Dublin.
Yeah, we did it last year as well. We did it last year. Yeah, it's a great place to end. Tell you what I had there. This isn't a very good story. I had a cheese toastie before the gig, and it was so nice.
Did you?
From a specific cheese toastie cafe, and it's the only one I've been to. So we thought we might do that now, actually, after this tour, set up a cheese toastie.
So you go to Norwich to buy jumpers and see your uncle. You go to Dublin to get a cheese toastie.
Yes, pre and after the drinking.
Yeah.
It's a really fun place. Yeah, come to Vicar Street in Dublin, but I think that place just sells out. Everyone is on, no matter the quality. It's a brilliant venue. The ones we're really worried about.
Go on.
Truro, please.
Okay.
Right.
Yeovil, I think, is a bit of a worry. And Folkestone.
All right.
Oh, and the Palladium. That's a big
place. And the Palladium, seriously?
Well, it's a big place.
Well, it is a big place, I suppose.
When is the Palladium? I don't have the Palladium written
October.
Down here.
You know what we're doing before that?
7th of October for the Palladium.
We're also playing Glastonbury. Buy tickets to Glastonbury.
Whoa!
We're going.
Are you?
Well, Pippa and I are going, Captain's going.
Oh, no,
what day are you on?
We're on the Sunday and the Thursday.
Oh.
Right, will I see you?
Not Thursday.
Sunday, then.
Sunday. Yeah. We clash with Rod, I think. 2 o'clock.
Oh,
Rod.
Stewart. Rod Stewart.
Oh, yeah, forget it. You're on your own, Sweet Chicks.
Thanks, Pippa. Perfect. I'll see you there, Captain. I've never been to Glastonbury before. I don't know how to do it.
Really?
I'm slightly anxious.
Oh, it's big. Absolutely love it.
Is there good phone reception?
Yes, it is now.
It's not bad.
It is now.
Imagine the biggest festival, the biggest area you can possibly imagine.
I'm imagining Glastonbury.
And it's 10 times bigger than that.
Bigger than Glastonbury?
Yeah. Oh, it is, yes, it is ludicrously huge.
Yeah.
Big step count you get.
Do you know what stage you're on?
The Avalon stage.
Lovely.
I think the circus stage.
Okay.
Fun down there.
Yes. But I get nervous in some big multi-story car parks.
Right.
Yeah.
When there's a lot of cars.
It's going to be an experience.
I don't know if performing is the right gig for you.
I don't think so either. Yeah. No, I don't know how to do it in terms of watching other people's bands. But, and the food I'm slightly worried about. I heard there's a good selection.
Oh, it's loads.
Now, when are you heading down to Glastonbury?
Thursday morning.
Right.
We've got childcare, issues.
So you're there, and then you're going to stay on site? Are you staying off site?
Staying on site till the Sunday. Well, we can't stay the Sunday night because we've got to film Taskmaster over early Monday morning.
Oh. So you're playing Glastonbury Sunday afternoon
and then
filming Taskmaster Monday morning.
Yeah.
So you're location shooting, so you're doing tasks.
Yes, exactly that.
Which means you're basically stood out in the cold with a load of, let's be honest, a mixture of very funny comedians and a couple of chances that have blagged their way in there.
Yeah.
And how they do it. And they're going to go, can I pick up the peas with the fork or can I use a spoon? And you'll be there going, I don't care. I just played Glastonbury.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still buzzing.
And you know me, I'll be coming down or up or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll be doing something.
Relaxing.
I think your answer.
I'll be very full.
It'll never make the edit, but I think you should at one point go, I don't care. I've just played Glastonbury.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I am so excited. I think it's the most excited I've been. You know, when you get to do lots of, I went to the Chelsea Flower Show on Monday. That was exciting. But
do you know what?
Glastonbury's
I love Chelsea Flower Show.
Oh,
Me too.
It's great.
I went with Sheila, my mum.
Did you?
And you get to say, look, Sheila, this is Joanna Lumley and that sort of thing.
Amazing.
It's the best day ever.
Yeah. But was Joanna there, though?
No.
That's just the flower. Just like that. Are you all right, Alex? You go, I'm really not well. I was in a multi-story car park earlier and I'm playing
Glastonbury soon.
Yeah. Well, what a life.
Mm. Yeah, that's been one of those weeks where you think, oh, this is really nice. Pinch me stuff, I suppose. And then I'm here, Chris.
I'm the Chris Miles show.
That's it.
Here
as last week.
To say goodbye to Pippa.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So do we do a minute's silence or not for Pippa?
Well, we can't because the emergency tape kicks in.
Yeah, and we've got the act coming up.
I'll be 30 seconds into the minute silence and then we'll hear Nirvana. So, tomorrow night, Channel 4.
10 p.m.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Channel 4, for the new Horn Section TV show. Go and see lovely little Alex Horn on tour. Go to thehornsection.com. Tickets can be found there. And especially if you live Truro or Yeovil or, was it Folkestone? Folkestone.
And the Palladium as well.
And if you're in London, it's the London Palladium. This is all October dates.
Thanks, Chris. And where can we see you?
I'm going to be in Carlion Bay on Friday night in Cornwall. Then I'm going to be in Exeter on Saturday night. And then I had to drive 5.5 hours to Leyland.
But you're happy in yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm good. I feel good. Do you know what would make me happier? Call to be on.
You've just got to email me like Jason did. Just send me a message saying I'm watching it in America.
Yeah.
I've been in this show in America. and I want to be in your show.
Do I need to be in an American show, or can I just send you an email saying, I'm watching Taskmaster in America, can I be on it?
That'll do it.
I'll try my best.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Mr. Alex Horner.
Thank you.
The Chris Moyles Show. Go see him live.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket.
51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Last month, NutriCircle customers bought Mighty Core protein powder for less than a fiver. But you missed out. Grab this month's deals at NutriCircle.co.uk.
Find me somebody to love.
In the Dreams Mega May event, till Tuesday, save up to 20% on Silent Night mattresses. Dreams. Love your bed.
May deals have arrived at Very, with unmissable savings from the online store for fashion, home and more. Like the Lego Friends Beekeeper's House and Flower Garden,
£49.99. OMG!
And the Ninja Double Stack Air Fryer with Smart Cook System and Probe, only £199.
Ooh!
Plus, there's more time to pay with Very Pay. Very. Let's make it sparkle. Shop Very today. Ninja offer ends 21st of May. Event ends 29th of May. Delivery from £3.99.
Fancy the best burgers under the bun this bank holiday? Then make sure you take a trip down to Aldi first for our four-pack of specially selected British Wagyu burgers and strawberry and rhubarb lemonade, just 99p. So form a queue for the barbecue. It's going to be smoking hot, whatever the weather. Which cheapest supermarket 2024?
Ooh, you free May 16th to 26th?
Why?
Village Fair needs people to get shot out of a cannon.
A cannon?
There's free cake. Up for it?
No!
Not brave like me, then.
A smarter thing to do May 16th to 26th is buy an approved used car at the Spotted Car Smart Choices event.
Is there cake?
No, but there is a choice of £500 in free fuel or charging credit or two free services. Look, I'll buy you a cake.
Done. Can I still do the cannon thing?
Spotted Car. Don't be brave, be smart. T's and C's apply. More information at spottycar.co.uk.
Radio X. News update. Next.
It's not in my bag. In the car? Nope. Oh, what if I dropped it on the train?
If you've lost your card, you can freeze it till you find it with the Barclays app or order a new one in just a few taps. Whether it's lost, damaged or stolen, our app will put you right back in control so you can relax knowing your account is safe and secure.
Right then, better order a new card. Now, where did I leave my glasses?
Search Barclays app today. Barclays, make money work for you. You need to be 11 or over to use the app. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
You know, he's not even that little. He's not.
He's really
he's,
not.
He's not. He's not. He's quite tall, actually.
Yeah, he is.
He's probably my height. How tall do you think he is?
6'2"?
Yeah. About the same
similar.
Height.
Similar.
Yeah. Captain just took a picture, so we'll be able to compare height.
Right, sure.
But there's little or nothing in it.
When you tiptoe.
Shut up. Go and see Alex Horn and his band live on tour. And if you're going to Glastonbury and you hate Rod Stewart, perfect. Sunday afternoon. And then the TV show tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, Channel 4. I like the sound of that. I shall be watching that. And in fact, I might even watch Series 1 to get me in the mood for Series 2.
He'll love that.
And that's not me just saying that to on Taskmaster. I actually mean it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you do want to be on Taskmaster.
Yeah, whatever. Right, let's get the news to Dominic Byrne. It's 3 minutes past nine.
From Global's newsroom, the Chancellor says she's disappointed by a larger-than-expected jump in inflation. The headline rate surged to 3.5% last month. That's up from 2.6% in March, driven by steep hikes in household bills. It's the highest level for more than a year. Rachel Reeves says she is determined to help families.
I do absolutely get that the cost of living challenges are still the biggest concern that families up and down our country have, which is why we are taking action with the National Living wage, with free breakfast clubs, with freezing fuel duty.
The Conservatives say families are paying the price for Labour's policy choices. In other news, a third man has now been charged over fires at homes linked to the Prime Minister. Two properties and a car were targeted in North London earlier this month. A 34-year-old Ukrainian national will appear before magistrates this morning. Donald Trump has outlined plans for his Golden Dome missile defense program to protect the US. The $175 billion system will see the US put weapons in space for the first time. And Marks and Spencer says disruption from a major cyber attack is likely to continue until July and cost them around £300 million. They had to stop online orders after being targeted by hackers over the Easter weekend.
Sport.
Wolves boss Vitor Pereira says he cannot accept the mistakes his players made in their Premier League defeat to Crystal Palace last night.
We committed, we conceded goals that we cannot, like gifts. I cannot be happy with this kind of, I can't. This is my first one. I'm not happy.
Wolves slipped to a third straight league defeat after falling short against the FA Cup winners.
What did you say?
No, it's fine. It's fine. Mateus Cunha came off the bench in the second half of the visitors as Manchester United reportedly close in on his signature this summer. And Spurs boss Ange Postecoglou says winning the club's first trophy since 2008 is a bigger deal than qualifying for the Champions League. They will do both if they can beat Manchester United in tonight's All-English Europa League final.
I'm already on the Channel 4 On Demand app, and I have downloaded Series 1, Episode 1 and 2.
Oh, you'll make Alex very happy.
Yeah. Found that on Taskmaster in the next series.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
There's going to be a few showers throughout the day, especially for the south of the UK. Dry and sunny elsewhere, though, and temperatures up to around 23 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Yep, just having a little look at Toasty Club.
Mm-hmm.
Toasty Club slogan, T-shirted mustard. Toasty Club jumper in mustard.
Yeah.
The Toasty Club in Bedford takes place at St Andrew's Church.
Oh, what happens there?
It's a chance for our young people to meet together with a youth group feel and to eat toasties, of course.
Ah, oh, lovely idea.
School years 4 and upwards.
Great idea. So
I think that's just...
That must be a different...
The Toasty Club in Aberdeen provides food activities and a warm and welcoming space for anyone who needs it.
Right.
And... No need to book, just turn up on the day from 11:30, 1 p.m. and enjoy a toasted sandwich of your choice and a hot drink. That's the Toasty Club in Rotherfield, St. Martin. I don't know which one it is that he was wearing the jumper for, but he was wearing the jumper.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Alex Horn loves the Toasty Club. Not to be confused with the Tufty Club.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Let's see that picture, Captain, on the screen. You just had a picture of me and Alex Horn.
There you go, there's two of you.
He's how tall, Pippa?
6 foot.
Sorry?
6 foot 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what is the difference? What is the difference in height between the top of his head in that photo and the top of my head? Zoom in, please, Captain. We're looking at a photo of me and Alex Horn just taken in the studio.
No, I mean, there's not much in
there's
it.
There's not much.
Yeah, there's not much.
You're talking an inch and a half max.
Okay. Oh. Well.
It'll be a shame if we had another photo.
I'm 6 foot.
Mm. Yeah.
If he's 6 foot 2, I am 6 foot. Look at that. Now.
There's another picture now. This is when he came in last time.
No.
There's more of a height disparity.
Has he grown quickly?
No. Let me point something out. By the way, what a great advert for getting your teeth done for the pair of us there. Look at that. Mm. Has he got his front tooth missing? Have you coloured that in?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a little gap, I think.
Just a bit of gap in his teeth.
Little gap.
Now, on the first picture, he's... Do you remember he brought that box in?
Yes.
And he stood on the box.
Do I remember?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, did you see a box of them today? No, you didn't.
No.
Picture number two, please. Now box.
See, I remember today from only a few minutes ago, you were tiptoeing.
No.
Alex Horn was crouching down.
I don't think so.
And yet, he's still taller.
I don't think so. No.
Am I mistaken?
Yeah. I am. Do you know what? I should post it on Blue Sky.
Oh, there we go. That would be great.
That would make it for a lovely Bluey.
Me and my tall mate.
Cracking Bluey.
Little Alex Horn. Can you send me that picture and I'll stick it on the Blue Sky? Because I posted my third ever Bluey earlier on today during the show.
Yeah.
And people replied and everybody was nice.
Oh, what's going on? It's social media. That's not meant to happen.
I hope it stays like that as well.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Why can't everyone just get on?
Get on what?
Just get on with each other.
Get on Blue Sky.
Somebody sent us a text saying, I never realised until just now how much Captain Crapbeard sounds like the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves. Have you ever had that before? Right. It's a voice looky-likey thing?
Hang on a minute.
What is it? With our lovely listeners, by the way, lovely listeners, why do I need to sound like someone?
Why do I need... can we hear Rachel Reeves?
So here's our female Chancellor.
Yeah.
Rachel Reeves.
Okay.
I do absolutely get that the cost of...
Do you know what?
Can you say... Can you say I do absolutely get and then get ready to play it, Dom?
Okay.
So I do absolutely get. Can you say that?
I do absolutely get.
I do absolutely get.
Captain Rachel?
You can't just say the same words and go...
Yeah.
You sound the same. You sound like that Rachel
there
from that clip.
There are tonal similarities.
I'll give you tonal similarities.
What does that mean? It means exactly what I said it meant.
What does it mean?
It means I'm panicking.
Do you want to hear more from Captain?
Yes.
I do absolutely get that the cost of living challenges are still the biggest concern that families up and down our country have, which is why we are taking action with the National Living Wage, with free breakfast clubs.
Can you just say National Living Wage?
National Living Wage.
Captain Reeves.
I love that text because there is some...
So I sound like... Right, let's get this clear. I sound like Tom Daly.
Yeah.
I sound like Joel Dommett.
Yeah.
Very much.
I sound like Rachel Reeves.
Yes.
Do you sound like an animal from an advert?
I sound like a beaver.
A beaver?
Oh, yes, you do.
Bruno from Just Eat Adverts.
Yeah, that's it.
When John was on our show...
You wrote it, Bruno.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do a bad impression of that. But it's an impression, so it's not my voice. And when John was on the show the other day...
Yeah.
He said a few words.
Yeah.
Who's working with us at the moment.
Yeah.
And apparently he sounded just like me.
Yeah.
Who do I sound like?
Everyone.
Not all those five people sound the same.
Weird people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People like making an observation like that, don't they?
They do. Yeah.
There's a lot of Tom Daly text coming in as well.
Yeah, I get a lot of Tom Daly.
In the British Gas advert, particularly.
I mean, Joel Dommett.
Manly men you sound like.
Mm. Yeah.
Real tough macho men.
Exactly.
And I include Rachel Reeves in that list. Good morning, Rachel Reeves. Have a lovely day. It's 12 minutes past 9. It is Wednesday. It's the Chris Moyle Show. But what is coming up?
Radio X. Coming up, more of the type of radio you were hoping to tune in for, but slightly better, so it keeps you listening for longer.
There you go.
Pippa has organized a rather wonderful round of happy endings for us all. We guess the songs from how they end shortly.
I like that feature.
Plus, not coming up on the show, Chris calls up the most famous person on his phone to ask for £1,000. Friends, comrades, listeners, welcome to the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X.
Okay, who's the most famous person in my phone? I had to ask for £1,000.
Look, that's what Paul said.
But he also said it's not coming up, so there's no pressure.
It's up for interpretation, really, isn't it?
No. Right then, that's not coming up. But here's what is coming up. It's Spin Doctors.
Prince is near before you. That's what I said now. Prince is who adore you. Just go ahead now. Diamonds in his pockets, and that's a rip now. This one said he wants to buy you rockets. Ain't in his head now. Yeah. This one got a Prince new racket. That's what I said now. Got some Mixie love on it.
his head there. Marry him or marry me. I'm the one that left in bed, but can't you see? I ain't got no future or family tree, but I know what a pretty lover ought to be. I know what a pretty lover ought to be. Said, if you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you wanna buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. That's what I said now. Princes, princes who adore you, just go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's a friend now. This one who wants to buy you rockets ain't in his head now. Marry him or marry me. I'm the one that let me live, but can't you see? I ain't got no future or family tree, but I know what a prince and lover ought to be. I know what a prince and lover ought to be. Call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. And if you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. If you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. If you want to buy me flowers, just go ahead now.
The weather in London is rubbish today, so it's very nice where you are. You can laugh at all us adopted Cockneys.
Yes, exactly.
Living in that there London. Down in smoke, as some people still refer to it, up north. Yeah, it's been chucking it down, and it's freezing in studio today. I've just put my coat on, jacket on, and turned up the aircon heating, whatever that is. Did you turn it up, then turn it down?
I turned it down to 21 when Alex came in, because he's wearing his jumper and it was getting warm,
wasn't it? Yeah.
And now it is freezing. Yeah. I've got a cold nose.
I've got a cold nose.
I've got a cold nose.
I'm quite warm, actually.
John, feel my nose.
Can I feel your nose? I've got a very cold nose.
I've got a cold bottom. Dom, film up.
Come here, you.
Oh, what was that? You want to hear the Radio X record of the week? Great timing. No problem. This is the Radio X record of the week. We're playing it every day. It is a brand new singer from the Kooks, from their new album. It's called If They Could Only Know, and it goes like this.
Fighting about what we had for lunch, twisting around at the Eiffel Tower, remembering the ones who left us. I miss my granny's cooking. If they could only see that we're finally happy, you and me. I was walking in the desert, and now I'm jumping in the water, trying to decide which part to take. Anyone you choose, you're gonna be late. I miss my father, I never knew. If they could only see that we're finally happy, you and me. I was walking in the desert, and now I'm jumping in the water. I was lonely.
stuff from the Kooks. It's called If They Could Only Know, and it's the Radio X Record of the Week. I don't know why I put my advertising voiceover voice on, but they're on tour in October with tickets going fast, playing Manchester, Cardiff, Brighton, Newcastle, Birmingham, and the O2 in London. Taken from their new album, Never Know, that's If They Could Only Know, the new song from the Kooks and the Radio X Record of the Week. Time? Sure. We'll be right back.
The Chris Miles Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
Do it all with the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. For pre-dawn cycle, then pick the kids up from a sleepover, rush to swimming lessons, squeeze in the weekly shop, pop round to the in-laws, pick up a well-earned flat white, get home to pack for your business trip, take the dog for a quick walk, turn squirrel chase, then finally make it to that new small plates restaurant everyone keeps going on about, people.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Search Kayak for great deals on Wait, that doesn't say flights. Search Kayak for great deals on car hire? With Kayak, you can compare hundreds of car rental sites to find great deals. Even better, you see costs up front. And if it's flexibility you're after, Kayak's got a handy free cancellation filter. Lovely stuff. So next time you're searching for car hire, at home or for your holes, search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Gearing up for beach days or looking to refresh your summer wardrobe? Two has you covered with 20% off all Two clothing until Tuesday the 27th of May. Shop Two for all the family this summer in-store at Sainsbury's and online at two.co.uk. Two works every time. Subject to availability, delivery charges may apply.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online. And say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Find me somebody to love.
In the Dreams Mega May event, till Tuesday, save up to 20% on Silent Night mattresses. Dreams. Love your bed.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Boylesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thang, the gang are out and about again. But where?
I'll be out in St Albans, looking for wild tigers.
While I go to Warsaw to get an exclusive manicure with Motley Crue.
And I'll be in High Wycombe for Radio Shorties Running, Lowest Scoring, Least Engaging, Civic-Based True or False Challenge, the Pet Town Quiz. The 4 till 7 thing. Doesn't matter where you are, from 4 till 7.
It's a day.
Radio.
What?
What?
Oh, Gav.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
It's full throttle exhilaration. It's Team Sport Karting, the UK's number one indoor karting experience. Make yourself a legend behind the wheel. Feel the thrill, battle it out, and be a champion for the day. With 37 tracks across the UK, there's a Team Sport near you, and now open in High Wycombe. Save 10% when booking online. Use the code GET10 on the Team Sport website. Verification at team-sport.co.uk.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Man, oh man, I'm having a great time. I hope you are too.
Radio X.
couple of things on social media have got me smiling.
Oh, yeah.
Two very, very different things. Number one, Calvin Harris being... Now, let me get this right. Calvin Harris has a new single out, which is great. And the man from Chicane, who did a song in the late 90s, did a few songs, really good, decent producer, basically said, sounds very, very similar to my song. Let me break it down and show you why I think it sounds right. Very, very similar. Calvin Harris has responded.
Oh.
And Calvin Harris has gone so Scottish in his rebuttal.
Is
hilarious. Oh, get to heck, man. What, look. That's yours. That's my... What are you talking about? What are you? Get to heck. But he's not saying the word heck.
No, sure.
Oh, it's brilliant. Wow. And pretty much every DJ in the world is just getting involved in the comment section. Oh, it's brilliant. You've got everyone from, like, Disclosure to whatever. Wow. Danny Howard, I don't know, getting involved. It's brilliant. Yeah. It's so much fun. So that's been entertaining me. But that's also... Good. Have you seen Ben Shepherd's cover for Men's Health magazine?
Oh, my God.
Holy Jesus.
What does he do to do that?
Everything.
Ben Shepherd, at 50, is in better shape than he was when he was 30. And when he was 30, he did Men's Health cover.
Wow.
Blimey.
The rig on the man.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair... He works 4 days a week on This Morning, so he's owned by one. So he's got all day to train. But no, good God, he looks great. That's messaged ridiculous. Him yesterday and said, mate, fair's fair. Mm. You should be really proud of yourself because to look like that, that's a lot of work. But good God.
That's incredible.
Well done, Ben.
Yeah.
And here's me praying, hoping, dreaming of the day that I get a one pack.
It's there somewhere.
It is there somewhere. I just can't find it underneath all the layers of bacon and burgers. But anyway, well done, Mr. Ben Shepherd. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out. It looks incredible. Mr. Calvin Harris, I'm on your side. Good. Right. Fall Out Boy.